you might see some lawns that look a little overgrown right now, but don't judge, because there's a reason. Joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Dr. Chelsea Cook. She's from the Cook Lab. She's an assistant professor at Marquette University. And Chelsea, tell us what no-mow May means.
So no-mow May is essentially an effort to get people to think about the little ecosystems that we foster in our yard. And they're incredibly important for pollinators. There is increasing research that shows that if we can leave some areas undisturbed and let them grow, get a little weedy, get a little overgrown, this actually does a lot to support pollinators. So when we engage in no-mow May, we stop cutting our grass, we let it grow a little long, and we also let the other plants grow. We call them weeds. We have a negative connotation about them, but they're incredibly successful plants in disturbed environments, which is what we do when we mow. We disturb the environment that is our yard. And so when we let the grass grow, we let sticks and all these other plant material hang out in our yard, and we let those weeds grow, what we're doing is we're fostering a healthier ecosystem. The roots of your grass grow deeper as your grass grows taller, and those weeds emerge and they can feed the bees and the butterflies and all these other pollinators that we depend on so much.
Yeah. Let me get this straight. So don't pull the dandelions. Leave them
Don't
there?
Pull the dandelions. If you want to pull the dandelions, I would absolutely recommend pulling them over spraying pesticides on them, which are also incredibly detrimental to our pollinators. My argument, if you hate them, let them flower and then pull them before they go to seed.
And that'll take care of the weed problem, sort of.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, we call it a weed problem, right? But in a healthy ecosystem, diversity is the key. Anytime you try to keep a monoculture, like what we try to do when we hyper manicure our lawns, it's a fighting battle. So trying to keep it all one species, that is just inherently not what nature wants to do. So when you have a highly manicured lawn, you're creating a disturbed environment, and those plants that we call weeds are highly evolved, highly specialized to love that environment. And so the more you do that, the more you disturb your environment by mowing, by weeding, you're just creating a positive feedback loop where those weeds are going to just move right back on in.
What about the areas of your yard that may have mulch where you have plantings and things like that? Should you let the weeds grow there too?
No, I think you can keep those areas manicured and do what you will. So for example, I have some raised beds and garden beds, and I pull the weeds in there, absolutely. And I think that the best approach is not the all or nothing approach. You do not have to let your entire yard go to a meadow. You can have areas that are more manicured than others. You can have garden beds that have mulch that you control the weeds. Again, hopefully by pulling and not by spraying pesticides. And then if you've got a couple corners of your yard that you can let grow, let the grass grow a little bit tall, maybe in the fall and winter, let the leaves build up. So pollinators will also nest in twigs and leaves over winter. And so if there's just some areas you can leave like that and let go wild a little, way better than trying this all or nothing approach. We don't advocate for that.
Well, I feel a lot better now that I haven't been doing a lot of yard work.
Yes, exactly.
Dr. Chelsea Cook, assistant professor at Marquette, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Libby. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.